This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America and in the Caribbean and around the world via the internet, streaming on the satellite and on the internet online live. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever they happen to be listening to us, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along, as well as all of our roughnecks up there on the oil rigs, whether you're up in the upper Midwest or whether or not you're in the Northwest or whether or not you're down there in the Gulf of Mexico. We thank you for staying on those oil rigs and doing what needs to be done. And to our friends over in Saudi Arabia and Aramco, thank you very much for tuning in. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And with us tonight, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, Kyle, we had us a little primary election up there in New Hampshire. It wasn't just about the Democrats. They voted for the Republican candidate, too. Gee, that would have been who? Donald Trump? I think Weldon was on the ticket, too, and I think that other guy, Joe Walsh, was on there.
That's right, Captain. Donald Trump, he got 85.49% of the votes. Over 120,000 people came out and voted for Donald Trump. Yes, Weld was on the list as well, but he got 9%. Joe Walsh got less than 1%, but Walsh was beaten by total write-ins. I might add as well that Deval Patrick over on the Democrat side, he was beaten also by the total write-ins. But, of course, the big story of the night is the Bernie Sanders eking out his victory, coming in first over Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, which was a major surprise in the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah, let's talk about her for a minute. She kind of came out of nowhere, but I'm not really surprised.
Well, a lot of people thought that she could do better than expected. But, of course, here's the thing, Captain. She came in at 19.78% of the vote. She got six delegates out of this, and that bested Elizabeth Warren by some 10 percentage points, basically. And Warren, she got zero delegates, as did Joe Biden, who finished behind Elizabeth Warren as well. So this is a major, major development for the Democrats tonight. The idea, of course, that Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist, came out with the victory, but you also had a lot of people voting for the quote-unquote moderates on the list there, namely Buttigieg and Klobuchar. So the end is far from over, but Bernie Sanders is going to try to use this momentum. Can he do very well in South Carolina? Because last time he didn't do very well at all. Hillary Clinton was able to win the whole thing last time around after Sanders winning New Hampshire.
So who bowed out of this? Because there was a rumor that Steyer had bowed out. Then later on, about 15, 20 minutes later, they said, no, Steyer's still in it. But who were the candidates that bowed out as a result of this?
Right, yes. That was, yeah, we did hear it reported that Tom Steyer was getting out, but then there was a news story very quickly after that saying, no, that's not the case. But Andrew Yang has definitely suspended his campaign as of now. One would think also Michael Bennett, by the way, he also got out of the race. He got less than 1%. He got about 900 votes. Tulsi Gabbard, even though she finished out the night about 9,000 votes with 3.23% of the vote, she has vowed that she's staying in the race. Typically at this point, especially if you were coming in fourth or fifth, in this thing, you would start to be looking at perhaps trying to exit because the fundraising and the donations typically just aren't there if you haven't had a very good showing in these first two very important races.
Well, they're talking about Klobuchar not necessarily having the organization behind her, that she's pretty much operating from state to state, which I can understand that, but maybe she'll get some more money out of the deal now and be able to do something a little different because she is a little bit different than Elizabeth Warren. I mean, they're all in the same camp. They're all going in the same direction, but she's not quite as hard on the subject as Elizabeth Warren is.
Well, right, exactly. And that's where the discussion is going to really be over the next several days with Amy Klobuchar. You're right. She doesn't have the ground game, and she doesn't really have the ability, at least at this point, to be able to mount a real Super Tuesday kind of assault, basically. Who knows? She might get some more money mm-hmm. pouring in as a result of this. So anything is possible, but it is going to be a drag on her, that's for sure.
And we know that liberalism is a mental disorder written by many books, including Michael Savage and Dr. Lyle Rossiter, who was a clinical psychologist. I remember having him on my show years ago when his book first came out, and then after that, Michael Savage wrote a book. I'm not sure that he might have seen Dr. Rossiter's and used some information in there. But liberalism being a mental disorder, what is socialism, Kyle? Is that when you lose it all together?
Yeah, I think that's a full-blown, breakdown or something right there. That's what Sanders is talking about is just absolute lunacy for the American system.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We're going to go out with a little lowrider here. Lowrider. And I'm going to be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Got a busy show tonight. Got another guest in the first hour, Tom Del Vaccaro from California. You've heard him before in the program. Political Vanguard is a page that he's on Facebook. Political Vanguard. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Got my monthly shipment of Relief Factor yesterday, and I've been taking it now for 3 years and 10 months. It gets rid of the nagging pain that I've got and the discomfort that comes along with arthritis, plus the back pain I have. Now, I've got arthritis. My spine has been fused, broken my back twice. I have a replacement ankle, so that's the reason why I have the pain that I have. And I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. Well, I wanted to get off it because it had some side effects, and I've been on it for about 10 years. So I did. I found Relief Factor, and in doing so, pain gone. End of story. So, you can have that happen to you, too, by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. It's $19.95. You'll have a 3-week supply. You take it 3 times a day for the first week. Then you take it 2 times a day for the next 2 weeks. And after that, if you stay on it, you continue to take it twice a day. You can take it 3 if you need it. But you'll find out. You'll know at the end of the second week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. So there you go. Now, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, any kind of just general pain, try this Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. I mean, all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to play you something that Andrea Mitchell said yesterday on MSNBC. I don't watch the show, but I do have an audio that got sent to me. And I want you to listen to what she had to say about jolting Joe Biden.
About Joe Biden, Andrea, because, look, they've always said they didn't expect Iowa and New Hampshire to be winning states for them. They're trying to get to Nevada and South Carolina. But do they expect this kind of dismal finish in Iowa and what's shaping up to be not a great finish here in New Hampshire?
Not at all. And if they could place fifth
certainly fourth. And the fact is, they're beginning to have that feeling of a loser. And when you saw that Quinnipiac poll, which showed that he has lost 22 points in African-American support, he had talked about South Carolina as being his firewall. That is no longer the case. Mike Bloomberg has moved into position, and having lost so much of the African-American support, Joe Biden is almost on fumes, really. Well, this is a real problem for their campaign.
I was going to say, they say they're going to Super Tuesday, win, lose, or draw here in New Hampshire. Well, that's the question.
Well, he's not the only one that's saying that. There's other people in the Democratic and the Republican Party. Doug Schoen, for example, the pollster with Michael Bloomberg, he's back in the game with Michael Bloomberg. He's saying that Biden is on his last legs.
Well, that certainly does seem to be the prevailing wisdom, and I think there's a lot of different reasons why. Obviously, you have these finishes that are so horrible, but Joe Biden, and this is an interesting sort of juxtaposition or comparison, I should say. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are roughly the same age, but yet Bernie Sanders seems to be perceived as someone who is a future kind of person, and Joe Biden as a blast from the past kind of person, and not really going forward in what people are really wanting to hear or talk about or expect. And so Joe Biden, unfortunately, he's never won a primary or a caucus, as I recall. He's never been able to do that. And certainly as he looks at his donors now, how is he going to be able to tell them, hey, don't worry, I got all this under control? It just doesn't seem like it's gonna wash. And what Andrea Mitchell was talking about there with the African American support, it did seem to flip over to Bloomberg. But now with Bloomberg, with that tape that's come out today and so forth, he could be toasted by that. So we'll have to see how that pans out. Obviously, it could affect that support.
Now, in case you're just joining us, folks, and in case you didn't know what happened last night in New Hampshire, we're going to say this one more time here, and then I'm moving on. Bernie Sanders was projected to be the winner by all the major networks, 25.7%. Then Pete Buttigieg, 24.4%. And then Amy Klobuchar with 19.7% in third place. They were the three that got above 15%, which means they all get delegates. Nobody below them did. That includes Elizabeth Warren. Oh, and by the way, did you hear what the president said to Elizabeth Warren?
What was that?
Have a nice cold beer.
Wow. Yeah.
So he told her, have a nice cold beer. Yep. Now, let's continue along here, because we had this situation over the weekend where in Jacksonville, Florida, we had a GOP tent set up at a Walmart Supercenter parking lot, and they were registering voters. And there were six people in the tent. They weren't bothering anybody. They've been there for quite a while doing this, and they've got permission to be there. And along comes this guy in a van who apparently was mad at President Trump and has been and just is not a Trump supporter. And he turns around and he drives through the middle of the tent, narrowly missing a couple of elderly people by about 6 inches, and then just keeps on driving.
Yes, exactly. And what I'd heard, Captain, is as they brought him into the courthouse, he evidently was smiling. He seemed to think that this was, again, a good thing that he did. But yet what we understand now as well is that what really motivated him to do this was literally hatred for Donald Trump.
Right.
I'm sure that people are just shocked by this kind of thing, because it's unthinkable for normal people to feel that way.
And he said that he had thought about doing this again, but this was the time that he just decided to go ahead and do it.
Exactly. And this is, I hope that they throw the book at him and throw away the key and the whole nine yards. Absolutely.
Now, some of the Democratic presidential candidates chimed in on the Barr, Attorney General Barr intervening in the Roger Stone and the Mike Flynn cases. And we now have a situation with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn where his sentencing has been postponed indefinitely. And we believe it's because of the new information that was found out, that was given to attorney Sidney Powell, who, by the way, I will be seeing tomorrow night here in Tampa. I'm going to be at a meeting where she's going to be present and speaking. Can't wait to hear that because we've all got a lot of questions to ask. But also this Roger Stone thing where they said right off the bat, well, we want 7 to 9 years. Well, nope, nope, not so fast. The Attorney General stepped in and said, no, that's way out of bounds. And right away, 4 of the U.S. attorneys involved in this case resigned.
Exactly right. And so I think this, especially now that the impeachment story is over, quote unquote, you know, the Democrats still going to try and do some weird thing, but now that the focus isn't going to be on the impeachment trial, et cetera, I think these kinds of stories are going to percolate and rise up to the top, and more Americans are going to hear about this kind of thing, and I think it's going to make a difference in how they perceive what's going on vis-a-vis Trump and vis-a-vis how people have tried to literally go after him at any cost.
And the other thing is that we also had this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who walked out of the White House from the NSC, and his brother as well, who was an attorney, but he's also a reservist in the military, also a lieutenant colonel. And the president came out and said he thought the military should consider discipline for Vindman. Well, my good friend Colonel Jim Warshick, who's going to be on in hour number 4, said that he did, in fact, violate the military code of conduct when it came to wearing his uniform to testify, because they don't do that unless they are on official U.S. Army business. And being on the NSC did not mean that you were a part of the regular Army. He didn't even have to wear his uniform at the White House.
Right, but didn't it look great on television for the House Inquiry Committee, right? And I think that's probably the reason why they might have even insisted upon something like that.
Yeah, and Eric is asking about what we just said. And yes, Eric, there were 4 prosecutors, and all 4 of them resigned. By the way, these were also some of the same guys that may have been involved with the Mueller thing, I understand. All right, we got a call here. Let's take this call. Good morning. Is this Mel?
Yes.
Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, what's up? Okay.
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Yeah. As far as Roger Stone, his sentencing and the length of it, which is really ridiculous. Now, what about Clapper? You know, he lied to Congress. Stone hadn't lied to Congress. It's the fact that now you look at Clapper, his, what is it, the, his time is, as far as 5 years, what do you call when you're sentencing is just about, I mean, not your sentencing, but the charges that they bring.
You talking about Manafort?
No.
You said Clapper. Clapper's not been charged with anything.
Oh, he lied to Congress.
So did John Brennan, but they haven't charged him with anything. Not saying that they're not going to.
Brennan and Clapper, yeah, but no, they can't charge him now because of
this. Mel, I got to go. I got to go. Here comes the music.
That limitation ran out on that.
I got to go. Okay, thank you. And Kyle, we got to go. We're going to let you go because we got a special guest coming up right after you, our friend Tom Bell Del Beccaro, and I hope you get a chance to listen to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad Tom can come on. Thanks, everybody.
All right. KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com is the place to go to find out more about Kyle. And we'll get Tom Del Beccaro on the line here in just a second. We want to thank everybody tuning in tonight to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the New Hampshire primary, Senator Bernie Sanders is leading among Democrats in the First of the Nation primary. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is just behind him in the polls. Meanwhile, Colorado Senator Mike Bennett and entrepreneur Andrew Yang have announced they are suspending their campaigns. Yang said he saw his numbers dropping.
You know, I am the math guy, and it is clear tonight from the numbers that we are not going to win this race.
It's also disappointing for supporters of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, who are not in line to win any delegates in New Hampshire. Warren is not letting up.
2020 is our time to change who makes the rules.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down a fraction, the S&P 500 up 5, and the NASDAQ Composite up 10. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, our Wednesday morning edition, being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has a website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, and when you get on the website, it'll ask you what you want to know about, if you want an insurance quote or whatever. You can just type in your zip code, and you'll wind up getting information on an agency to speak to or an agent, or you can tell them what kind of vehicle you're driving and get a quote right then and there on the spot. Now, if you do that, your car, the truck that you're driving, you'll get the quote right away. By the way, they also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, and it can even help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance too. Now, I have homeowners along with my car insured with them, and I get a what's called a discount package out of that, so my car insurance is a little bit cheaper. So again, go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out. Tell them the captain sent you when they ask you how you heard about them, and that'll take care of it. All right, joining us right now from the Political Vanguard Facebook page, and he's also an author, we've got Tom Del Beccaro. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, great to be on finally. Thanks for having me here.
Well, that's because you decided to stay up because you were watching all the stuff going on in New Hampshire, right?
Well, something like that. I've been traveling all day, and so... Well, I wrote about at Fox how the results of New Hampshire, I wrote this morning, the results of New Hampshire will be Bernie, essentially Bernie versus the field. Mm-hmm. It's narrowing down. Elizabeth Warren's days are numbered. And the Warren-Sanders block of the party is close to like 40-something percent.
Uh-huh.
The rest of those running occupy the other 60%, but because Sanders is consolidating his 40%,
mm-hmm.
and there's four or five people vying for the 60%, Sanders is going to finish in first and second in a lot of primaries, and by the end of Super Tuesday, he will have the most delegates of any Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, nobody's talking about in all of this is there's a Republican primary that goes right along with Iowa and New Hampshire. And last night, our president, Donald Trump, got 85% of the vote. The former governor, Republican governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weldon, got 9%. And Joe Walsh, who was going nowhere to begin with, got less than the write-in candidates. So, and he'd already left the race anyway, Joe Walsh, former radio guy. But the president in Iowa, as well as in New Hampshire, the Republicans turned out in record numbers for a presidential primary.
Yeah, look, he's consolidated between impeachment and the good economy. Trump's pretty much consolidated Republicans. Republicans across the country see what the Democrats are like, and they also see the results of the Trump presidency. So he's got Republicans on his side. The question is, where do independents go? And if Bernie's the nominee, there's going to be a lot of independents and even union members that will run from the Democrat Party, because union members have their very good insurance programs, and Bernie is threatening to take those. So what you're going to see over the next, all the way into July, because I'm not certain, I talked about in November about the chances of a brokered election. They're going to want to steal it from Bernie. So they're careening down the highway towards a brokered convention.
Now, folks, we've got Tom Del Bacardo on the phone. The name may sound familiar to you, especially out there in California. Now, you ran for Congress at one time, and I believe you also ran for the Senate, and you were the former chairman of the Republican Party of California. Is that correct?
I was the Republican Party chairman in 2011 and 13. I didn't run for Congress, but I did run for U.S. Senate against Kamala Harris, and I beat her in the statewide debate poll right after the first debate, and then in the second debate, they didn't do a poll. I wonder why.
Because you beat her. Yeah, she didn't like that. And by the way, Willie Brown, is he still alive, Willie Brown?
He is, and he no longer they don't get along anymore, so he's not very flattering.
Oh, well, Willie, of course, that was his gal Friday for quite a number of years, but anyway, we won't go there. Everybody knows it out there in California. But moving along, the two big issues that seem to draw the attention of the primary voters, especially the Democrats, were health care and the economy. And, of course, with health care, the Republicans really don't have anything solid, and all we keep hearing from the Democrats is single-payer Medicare for all, Medicare for all, single-payer, and that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, if Bernie's the nominee, single-payer doesn't go very far. Actually, if someone else is the nominee and they offer a public option, which is essentially you can join Medicare for all regardless of your age, then actually I think that gives the edge on health care to the Democrats. So the Republicans need to come up. And last, I think, October, I wrote a piece in Fox advocating that the Republicans come up with a health care bill of rights, just a plan that says here are six or seven things like portability, cross state lines, health savings accounts increase, whatever it is. The Republicans need something to counter. Trump should run saying, I'm fixing things, and the Democrats want to take everything away and have a government takeover. That's a good place to be. But you can't beat something with nothing. And if the Democrats come in with, if you don't have health insurance now, you can join Medicare, that sounds reasonable to people. Republicans need an alternative.
Now, you're a regular, I think, on the Trish Regan show on Fox Business. Is that correct?
I do Trish's show a fair amount, and the evening edit with Elizabeth McDonald, I do a fair amount as well.
Okay, and then every now and then you're on Fox and Friends on the weekend, right?
Fox and Friends during the week on the weekend. I did about 20 or 30 of them last year. So, yeah, I do about 30 or 40 or 50 Fox shows a year now. And I'm a columnist at FoxNews.com. I did a piece on what New Hampshire would be like. And, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, I last March 15th, I said Bernie would be the nominee. Last April 1st, I said that Biden wouldn't be the nominee, and I went through all the reasons. On Fox and Friends, I said that Kamala Harris wouldn't make it to Iowa. She didn't. I think, Amy, I said all for months now that Amy Klobuchar would be the vice presidential nominee. I still think that it is realistic. I've talked about the brokered convention as well. And way back a year ago, January, I said that the Democrat race would turn into a Texan spend competition. Who could come up with the most? Because, look, there's so many people in the race, and the only way you get noticed is if you talk the loudest or are the most extreme. And all of them have come up with extreme programs.
Now, I just had a comment on the Facebook page from Mac in Denver, and he says, it's 14 degrees up here, Captain. Used to live in California, moved out, couldn't afford to live there anymore. Ask Tom how he's doing it.
Well, I've been very blessed with my legal career, but your listener is very correct. California keeps driving up the expenses of for their citizens and hollowing out the middle class. And it's definitely headed in the wrong direction. And that's why so many Republicans and middle-class people have left the states for the likes of Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Florida, no-tax states like Tennessee and Florida, and even Washington State and Oregon. And, of course, Colorado, where a great deal mm-hmm. of the aeronautical business or the jet business moved from Southern California into Colorado a couple decades ago.
Now, tell us about your book. You wrote a book. We got about 30 seconds here, so tell us about the book.
It's called The Divided Era. It mm-hmm. explains how the more government decides, the more it divides. And it tries to get people to focus on, as government grows, the competition to control it and get all of its spoils grows as well and divides us. It's not like the Democrats are going to like whoever comes after Trump, or the Republicans are going to like who comes after Obama. We're still going to, we have different visions of the country, and it's being played out over $8 trillion in government spending each year. And so the more government decides, the more it divides, and people can get it at Amazon.
All right, very good. And, of course, you have the Facebook page, Political Vanguard. They can go over there, follow you over there, become a member. And that's a good way to also find out what's going on, right?
It, absolutely. My website is Political Vanguard, my media site, politicalvanguard.com, and Tom Dell, TomDell.com. I appreciate finally getting on your show.
Well, thank you. You can come on anytime you want. All you got to do is let me know. And by the way, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go. And Tom, thank you very much, and have a great day. All right. God bless America. And folks, I'll be right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now here's Delbert McClinton.
We'll be right back.
old Delbert McClinton standing on shaky ground. That was from, gee whiz, Austin City Limits, I believe, back, had to be 15, 20 years ago, maybe even longer, but wow, that'll get you moving around. Alrighty, standing on shaky ground, Delbert McClinton, and, This edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And definitely you just want to stop by and check them out, because on the Third Watch, go in there, tell them you the captain sent you, and guess what? Free cup of coffee is waiting for you. Now, the threat for heavy rainfall and severe storms continues across the south tonight. Believe it or not, it's still in the same place where it was yesterday. However, it's moved up into the middle Atlantic now, up as far as West Virginia and the southern part of Ohio. Now, north of that, there is a cold front, and you've got snow, ooh, all the way from just about, well, almost El Paso, Texas, but certainly all the way from Port Stockton in Texas, and on an angle all the way across into upstate New York, believe it or not, to Watertown, New York. You've got a line of snow, just draw a 45-degree angle out of Fort Stockton, and you're there. Now, let's tell you about the fact that several storms are moving from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley through midweek today, and will continue the threat for heavy rainfall and flash flooding. The greatest risk for severe storms comes Wednesday into Wednesday night, from the Tennessee Valley to the Gulf Coast of Florida. And to the north, wintry precipitation and some slick travel will streak into the central plains in the northeast. Now, Minnesota and our good friends up there, and George, this is you. You have a winter storm warning tonight west of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. When you get out there towards Moorhead, Minnesota, guess what? Fargo north again tonight up towards Canada, and Fargo south down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you've got a winter storm warning. Now, that winter storm warning down on the southern side of Minnesota, southwest Minnesota, comes over in about 50 miles. So that's what's going on there. Then you've got a general snow west over to Bismarck, all the way up to the Canadian border in North Dakota. And that snow goes all the way down into Nebraska and goes from Lincoln, Nebraska on I-80 all the way to Omaha, and then goes over into Iowa for a ways. And you've got some snow around Des Moines tonight. Now, also up in Montana, you have about half the state where you've got a general snow going on tonight. Nothing spectacular, just a general snowfall coming down. You've got some winds in western North Dakota. Rapid City got some wind there, got some snow around Rapid City too. Got a little bit of snow up on top of in between Laramie and Cheyenne tonight. When you come up out of Laramie, you start climbing, a little bit of snow up on top of the rock there. Down in New Mexico, the snow has shifted now. Instead of covering the whole state, it's in the central and southwestern corner of New Mexico, and all the way across to Alamogordo on I-10, and then Rio Doso, that area, southeastern New Mexico, up through Lubbock, Texas, Plano, Plainview, all the way up through the central part of Oklahoma, and then the southeastern corner of Kansas, through the middle of Missouri, through the middle of Illinois, just south of Chicago, through the middle and northern part of Indiana, also Michigan, southwestern Michigan, also snowing way up in the peninsula of Michigan tonight. And then across Ohio, along I-80, I-90, I-70 towards Columbus, and then you get out of it, but it may be spreading to the east as we speak. And then I-90 all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Albany, all the way to the Hudson River. And then up I-81, all the way from the New York Thruway to the Canadian line. So that is where the snow is right now. Now, the rain the heavy rain is taking place in eastern Texas. If you're coming out, if Catwoman and Road Dog, if you guys are on tonight and you're coming out 30 and you're going up to 40 in Little Rock and you're going up towards Lafayette the way you like to go, you would be in rain all the way there. You might hit the edge of the snow once you got up into Indiana, but you would be in rain all the way there. And there are flash flood warnings and watches all through the northeastern corner of Texas, the northern part of Louisiana, the central and northeastern part of Arkansas, the northern part of Mississippi, the northern part of Alabama, two-thirds of Tennessee, all the way over to past Nashville, over towards Knoxville, all of West Virginia, all of Kentucky, southern part of Ohio, and it's just snowing. I'm raining there and snowing north of there. Now, there's a fine line where you will notice some snow. And Catwoman Road, I just chimed in. Hello from North Little Rock. We had a tornado heading up I-30 east from Arkadelphia, Arkansas. I'm heading into that mess. Yeah, you are. You are. You're going to have it all the way, as I said, up into Indiana. And then you'll probably find some snow before you get out of Indiana, so you guys be careful tonight. Catwoman and Road Dog out on the highways and byways. Also heard from Trucker Mark. Also heard from Trucker Eric. They're out there doing well. And again, remember, the pilot and Fine J nearest you brings you this Trucker's Highway and Byway report. And not your daddy's truck stop anymore. If you want to go to one of the pilots, especially the newer ones where they took over and expanded some older truck stops that were in there, you'll find anything from a McDonald's to a Wendy's to an Arby's to a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, to a Pizza Hut, to a Subway, to a Taco Bell. Could find a Chester's Chicken. Could also find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, because Dunkin' Donuts has expanded what they do now, too, with food. And you might also, at a Flying J, you'll find either a Denny's, sit-down Denny's, or a sit-down Huddle House full-service restaurants, or Moe's Southwest Grill. All of whom I might say are quite good. I've been in all those different facilities, and they are really, I've enjoyed the food at all of them. So there you go. Now, tell them the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee on the third watch when the show's on. And some of the truck stops even have our radio show on, and we thank them for doing that. When you go in there, you're going to hear us, especially around the fuel desk, you'll hear us talking away. So to the folks that are working tonight, pilots and Flying J's, to all the truckers that are out there on the highways and byways, we appreciate everything that you do. And people just don't seem to understand, like we do, that America's needs move by truck, move at night. They move at night. And a lot of these warehouses get deliveries at night, too. All right, we're coming back. Hour number two. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number here. So here we go. And I'll see you right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.